Hello, my name is Keenan Angel, and this story is called UFOs in Our Dreams. I'm sure you've heard the stories, bright lights flashing overhead, a beam of white blinding light falling down over someone and hoisting them up into the air. Being probed, that could possibly be the best one. What if I were to tell you, maybe those stories weren't fake? What if I were to tell you that a real-life story came out of Melbourne, Australia? Frederick Valentich reported seeing some sort of flying object. Lights were zipping back and forth by him as he was flying his Cessna 182 aircraft in the sky. The only reports of this event are the words reported between him and the air traffic controller. Him or the plane were never recovered. This is a full account of what happened that strange and tragic day. Frederick Valentich loved being in the air. It brought a joy over him that couldn't compare to anything else. It was almost a high he received from flying, raising his plane up into the sky and bursting through the clouds like he was cutting through butter. It was a type of experience he had to get firsthand. It's hard to explain how incredible it was. Words don't do it justice. Frederick woke up on October 21st, 1978, like any other day. Poured himself a hot cup of coffee and savored that first delicious sip. Frederick owned a small landing strip and a hangar where he kept his plane, just on the outskirts of Melbourne. His plane wasn't large by any means, just a small four-passenger. He often transported certain clients and friends that needed a cheap travel plan. Frederick was 45 years old. He had been a pilot for almost 15 years. He's seen just about everything a pilot can see. Luckily, he's never crashed or had any close-call accidents. Today he was flying to Sydney to pick up some friends and bring them back to Melbourne. He finished his breakfast and poured the rest of his coffee into a to-go container. Frederick jumped in his car and drove to his hangar. Afternoon was coming and once he arrived. After he was there, he did a once-over on the plane and the runway. He's never had an accident and he certainly didn't want one today because of stupid mistakes. Everything was looking good. He fueled up the plane and pulled it out of the hangar. He moved his way into the cockpit and sat down in the captain's chair. Firing up the plane sounded to be running like a top. He went back to his hangar, closed the doors, and locked them. He sent a message to his two friends and told them he should be landing in a couple of hours. Frederick pushed the propellers to full speed and headed down the runway. Pulling up on the joystick, he slowly felt the wind take him off the ground and further up into the air. It was 5 o'clock when he lifted off into the air. He had about a two-hour flight ahead of him before landing in Sydney. The beauty around him was almost breathtaking. There was so much to be seen and heard. Being able to see how small we all are in such a vast, open world is quite incredible. He was roughly 30 minutes into the flight, and all things were pointing to clear skies. Around this portion of the flight, he would put on autopilot and coast until he was closer to his destination. It had been about 30 minutes since Frederick had kicked on the autopilot. One of the alarm gauges started beeping. It was spinning around and then went back to normal. He wasn't sure what to make of this. Maybe a glitch seemed unlikely. It had never happened before. He looked around to make sure all the controls were in the correct spots, and they seemed to be. About 5 minutes later, all the controls started to flash. Everything went black in the cockpit for a split second, and then turned back on. Frederick was gathering a bad feeling about this flight. Something was off and wasn't sitting well in his gut. It wasn't just the controls doing weird things that had him on edge, but there was more. He felt a presence surrounding him that he couldn't describe what it was. Frederick wasn't just a little worried, he was downright scared. Nothing like this had ever occurred before. He decided he should radio into a control tower nearby and see if they were aware of anything strange that was happening. Maybe the government was working on some sort of new plane or secret weapon. He was praying with all the faith he had this was some sort of joke. Valentich, Melbourne. This is Delta Sierra Juliet. Is there any known traffic below 5,000? No traffic. Seems to be large aircraft below 5,000. Melbourne, what type of aircraft is it? Valentech. I cannot affirm. It is four bright. It seems to me like landing lights. Frederick had no idea what was happening. These bright lights were whipping past him on each side of the plane. It started off at a far distance, and they began to draw closer. One light came so close, Frederick thought it was going to hit him, and that would be the end of it all. The lights were flying around him were suddenly gone. He was still about 45 minutes away from Sydney, and the way things were going, he wasn't going to make it. At least not in one piece. A giant light appeared in 3/4 of a mile in front of him and stood stationary. Frederick took his small plane as he approached, began to circle it, trying to see if he could identify what it was. What sort of plane was able to hover in one place? He circled around this thing 2 times and then pushed the throttle as far as it would go and took off. He didn't want to be around it any more than he had to. He looked in the mirror behind him and the light went black. He tried radioing back to air traffic controller, but it was static. He wasn't able to get a hold of anyone. His phone had no signal either. He flew for another 10 minutes with no problems, and then the plane began to shake. He assumed some turbulence was happening, which would be followed by some bad weather. This was not the case. A light burst out from his plane and covered everything around him. He could no longer see the city lights below where he was flying. He couldn't see the stars or anything in front of him, or behind him. All he could see was a bright white light. Frederick picked up his radio and finally was able to get through to someone. Valentech. It's got a green light and some sort of metallic-like. It's all shiny on the outside. This is what the people at radio control heard. They tried responding back, but weren't able to get through. It was acting as if it was a one-way line. Frederick tried to pulling the controls back and slowing down. He also tried pulling up and pushing down on the joystick, and his plane wouldn't budge. All of the lights shut off inside. Everything began to violently shake. The windows broke out. The side door opened up. Frederick radioed back one last time. Valentech. Ah, Melbourne. That strange aircraft is hovering on top of me again. 2 seconds, open microphone. It is hovering, and it's not an aircraft. This was the last anyone ever heard of Frederick. They took his last coordinates and sent rescue teams out there. No sign of a crash or a landing was anywhere within a 3-mile square radius. The airport even sent a rescue plane up into the air to those coordinates, and there was no sign of lights, no signs of other planes or Frederick. They searched for months on end, going over his hangar where he kept his plane, searching through his house for any evidence to where he might have went or what happened to him. Frederick and his plane were never found. His family was devastated. They sold his hangar and the land that he had his airstrip on. A new family bought it that also flew planes. Once the sale was final, Frederick's family and the new owner shook hands. Everyone went in their cars and drove back home. Once the hangar was out of sight, a loud sound burst out from the sky. A giant light appeared above the hangar and then went black. The end.